We're back with the Radio Sports Page, talking to the Eagle leaders of the Pella Christian Boys Cross Country team, Micah DeHaan, Kyle Gao, Jack Zula, and William Spencer. Guys, thanks for joining us here. You guys have this team theme this year of no excuses from talking to Coach Buchheit. What does that mean for you guys going into this year as the leaders of this program, expecting to make a big jump in your finishing positions within the conference?
Yeah, I guess it just kind of means it's just something we got to take day by day. We come out to every practice, and no matter if it's just an easy run or a long run or we got some repeats, it's just something that we just got to buckle down and get to it.
It goes a little bit beyond workouts and stuff, especially during races, obviously, but also team bonding. There's no excuses to not talk to each other, communicate with each other, and even beyond that, there's no excuses to not figure out problems outside of actual cross country. We figure out everything as a team.
I just think it pertains to no excuses for like sleeping and eating. You got to eat right and train your body well by getting enough sleep every night so you can have no excuses during the race and run your best race because you've prepared for it in every way that you can.
So you guys have the biggest team, according to Coach Buchheit, the biggest team in school history with 35 runners. What is it like to be the leaders of, one, the largest team in school history, but two, you know, trying to lead them in the right direction to be competitive this year?
Yeah, it's been really amazing, I guess. So all four of us would have started our freshman year, which was the first year that Coach Buchheit came. And it seemed like ever since then, our numbers have just really jumped up. And that's been amazing to see, just getting to meet all the new kids.
Yeah, I get really excited about it because we always have the goals of having two PRs per person. And oftentimes we've blown it out of the water every single year, and I'm just so excited to see how many PRs we're going to get this year.
It's just really nice to be a senior leader this year and have the biggest senior class in the last few years and lead the biggest team that we've had in the history of Coach Buchheit being here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really happy to see more foreign exchange students coming in and run with them.
Yeah, that's great. Just looking through some of the stuff that's coming up, you know, you've got a race coming up at Central College here after your one last week at Gilbert was canceled, unfortunately, due to the weather there. What does it feel like to be able to get the season underway and get running?
Oh, yeah. That's something we all look forward to from the very beginning of August. That's what we all strive for right at the beginning. And I know that's a course that a lot of us really enjoy, and we also always enjoy running against the guys from across town, the Dutch. And so, yeah, just getting to see them is always fun.
I consider this one of the more difficult races. I mean, there's flat parts and there's definitely hilly parts. Especially in the more of the middle area, it really gets real quiet. There's not a whole lot of cheers people back there. It's just around softball fields and baseball fields. So I find some difficulties in that, but also I concentrate more when it's a little quieter. So
I'm just glad to get the season underway, and I was really disappointed when the meet at Iowa State got canceled, because as I've gone through my running career, it seems like every year I want to run races more and more, and it's just the mindset changes once you go through it for a few years. So I'm just really pumped for this race.
Yeah, so you know, we've got a big year coming up for you guys. Obviously, we've talked about having the biggest group out here. What are some of your guys' expectations, especially as the leaders, for the team this season, and some of the goals that you hope maybe individually to attain or maybe just as a team?
Well, as a team, I mean, obviously the goal is going to be to get to state, and I know with moving down to 1A this year, we've got some pretty high expectations for that, and I know also some of us have been fueled by being outside of the rankings coming into this season, just hoping that we'll be able to surprise some teams here in the first few weeks and really jump on some people's radars.
Yeah, we always try to communicate with each other and bond as a really big team. For a leader, it's been obviously a little more difficult because there's less people with a lot more of a big team. There's a lot bigger team, so I find difficulty in that, but also I love it because there's a lot more talking going on in practices, a lot more joking, but also on a serious note, like more dedication. And I really find that really makes me happy because I've seen the team progress all the way from my freshman year, which is the start of Boot Kites coaching.
Yeah. So. I just feel like there's a lot more pressure this year since it's our senior season, and there's a lot more people on the team this year, so it's going to be harder to get one of those top seven varsity spots. And with more people, then there'll be more people trying to get those spots, so we can have some really fast times up in there.
One of our goals is to run two PRs every race since we have so many people. And, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, guys, thanks for the time. We really appreciate the Eagle Leaders taking the time to talk with us here. That was Kyle Gao, Micah Dahan, Jack Zuba, and William Spencer. Thanks, guys, for the time.